Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baltimore Ravens with a 23-16 win over the Cleveland Browns yesterday on the road. Joining us right now, fresh back from Cleveland, from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Mike Preston, the professor. What's going on, professor?
Good morning. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing well, but not as good as you. You had a chance to see some great football yesterday in Cleveland.
Hey, man, I've seen some bad football this year. That game was right up there with that one, man. I don't know what Cleveland was doing. I have no clue. And they still don't know what they're doing offensively. It was bad. It was a bad scene.
What'd you give quarterback Lamar Jackson yesterday?
I gave him a C-. He was way off his game. Didn't have any touchdown passes. Two picks, one of them, which wasn't his fault, but still, I mean, he just didn't play well. And for the most part, he hasn't played that well this year. He hasn't played that great. I mean, people keep telling me how good he is, and he might be good, but he hasn't played well this season. And he kind of voiced that yesterday and let his frustration out. So I get it. I understand, but I give him a C-.
What about the running game? How'd you get to do with the running backs?
Let me ask you a question, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember last year when they played Buffalo and Derrick Henry had that long touchdown run?
Yeah.
He was the biggest and the fastest guy I've ever seen run down that sideline like that. And then I'm watching him yesterday, and I'm waiting for that burst, and I didn't see it. I was waiting for him to pull away, and I kept saying this, if he doesn't score, they won't score. And that's the kind of game it was, and that kind of defense Cleveland played. But he had 103 yards, but...
Well, he did go 60 yards in that run.
1 yard for 59.
Yeah.
He had 59 yards in that run. But I was waiting for Derrick Henry to pull away, and he never did. I thought they used Mitchell decently in that game and got him more touches, but... I probably would have given the ball a little bit more, but I thought they were average.
Hey, Mike, as far as the pass catchers, I mean, I know the Mark Andrews, the biggest play he had was that run, but what were your thoughts on those guys?
They don't use them as much as I thought they would. I mean, Flowers, I think you got to give him touches, as far as even jet sweeps, quick screens, just get him the ball because he could do a lot of damage. And when he's in that rhythm, the offense is more of in a rhythm, but they didn't use him that much. I think he had the one catch, it was 45 yards down the right side, and that was his only target in the first half. Come on, guys. You got to use them a little bit better. Use your receivers a little bit more. So I gave them a C. And the offensive line, you knew they were in trouble. You knew they were in trouble. Miles Garrett, 4 sacks. They finished with 5. They harassed Lamar Jackson several times. So I gave them a C because they ran up a lot of yards. But, again, they can't run block inside the 20-yard line. Inside the red zone, they don't move people. And would break the long run, and I'm like, if he doesn't score, they won't get in. And, I'm not Nostradamus, but I know what I see in front of me. Their offensive line just isn't very good.
Hey, Preston, I don't know whether it's us or your line, but we got a real bad reception.
It might be me. It's not you.
We're going to have to let you go. Do we get you back at 9:30?
Yep, because I just got back to in the airport, so I'm calling you from the airport on my way to the car.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you at 9:30, man, because we got bad line right now. Thanks a lot, my man. It's Mike Preston.
We got to talk to this company to get you a raise, man. That phone.
That's Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. You can find the rest of his report card there.
Didn't it sound like you were watching something that was taped and it would just speed up everyone's... it's like, what's going on? Yeah. You had to do that.
Yeah.
Just kept going.
Are you going to keep doing this?
Until you start talking.
How was the Maroon 5 concert last night?
It was fun. I got to say, one of the more interesting groups of people, the different types of people you had there.
I can imagine that. That would be a potpourri of people.
Lots of beautiful women. But you got to realize, too, there were a lot of women that were... That was their teeny bopper years when they were coming out and fell in love with them the same way people did with like the Backstreet Boys. Because now seeing them older, I was telling you, I had two black women sitting next to me that knew every word to every damn song. Right. And I'm going, huh? Like even the Harder to Breathe, I think they hit every single note, everything.
Really?
But yeah, it was a good concert.
My friend Kathy, I could imagine she went. And Kathy's like my age, 2 years older. And that wasn't her teeny bopper thing. That was her. She when they played at Preakness. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! I thought her and her girl Bob were gonna like just fall out. That she loves herself some Maroon 5. I didn't talk to her, but I would bet you money she was there last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a fun concert. We were kind of juggling watching some football. We watched the end of the Ravens game there, and then and got to see some of the Eagles game.
At the arena?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can imagine it was a great concert. I sent my brother and his wife. They went because they're big Maroon 5 fans.
Yeah, I had I was watching my wife because she was like, I said, don't mind me if I don't stand up. I'm just here for the music. Because I don't know if you know this, I was in my spaceship.
I think.
Well, hey, don't be a judgy bitch right now. It's a Monday morning, okay? You know what?
In a small chance, I am. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
You're like Mike. You just landed.
Yes. I'm at the airport too, Mike. Wow, 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 wow. But no, like I'm watching my wife singing the songs and dancing because like he tells everybody to get up and I'm going, I think I'm okay sitting and listening. I'll let you guys have your moment. I like this music. I'll just sit here. And at one point, my wife taps me. She's like, you all right? I said, of course I am. Swaying back and forth.
Is she a fan or you or both?
I love their music. It's just they're not a band that I would go buy concert to. I like listening to them on the radio.
So the question was, is she a fan or you?
I think we're both fans. Okay. But she wanted the tickets.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's why we were definitely. By the way, Rob. Unless it was something I loved, it was a Sunday. It was a Sunday during NFL season. You know I love my wife. That's why I was getting those tickets.
Oh, definitely.
I got no reason to go to a concert on a Sunday unless it's somebody I'm dying to see.
You put one in the bank.
Yeah. Winner.
sometimes you got a deposit.
Daniel LaRusso's going
to
fight.
In order to make a deposit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Offensive players. Who? A defensive player of the game at 7:30, but on the other side, bite me. Sal for the post-game press conference. Again, what kind of hardball did we get?
Happy hardball.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
No,
that's a very good question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens 23-16 win over the Cleveland Browns. John Harbaugh, man, he had a tip of the cap to Cleveland's defense yesterday after the game.
You know, I mean, yeah, they hit a couple runs on us early. We had to clean up some a gap control and some tackling, and once we got that cleaned up, it seemed like they were rolling.
Yeah, I mean, they cleaned up some things, but Cleveland, as you said, Jeremy, still a very, very good defense.
So when I think it's definitely a top five defense in this league. Again, mm-hmm. The problem is their offense has been so bad that either they're giving you short fields,
yeah.
They're you get a stop, and then you immediately have to come right back out because they turned the ball over or went three and out immediately. So I am surprised sometimes watching these teams where it's like, run on first down, pick up a yard or two, run on second, pick up a yard or two to make it third and long mm-hmm. or third and right. intermediate. And it's like, do you have any confidence whatsoever in your offense to get any of these third downs?
It's not having confidence in the offense. You're third and long because you have no confidence in your quarterback. You don't want to turn the ball over on first or second down.
You're being so predictable.
Yeah, so that's the problem. I love playing the game of when they go for it on fourth down, telling you what I like before it happens. I did not like them going for it on fourth down. However, I love the play selection. John Harbaugh talked about taking a chance on that play.
I was hoping for a first down there. But you knew it had a chance, you know, and it just was executed so beautifully. And then I'll say this, when I told Mark coming off the field, when he turned the corner and he saw, I mean, he accelerated. I'll bet he was well over 20 miles an hour there. I mean, he kicked it into fourth gear and he was rolling.
Derrick Henry was 22 miles an hour yesterday, which I think, Joe, was that the fastest run of the day yesterday? The top speed of the day?
I don't think so because Jahmyr Gibbs was playing.
Okay.
But it's top 25 in the league like through 11 weeks.
The guy that
through
was top speed is the one that ran him down and tackled him.
Well, that's what was Preston talking about. He's lost his step.
That was an angle.
Yeah. He got run all. He got run down by a defensive back on an angle.
But my point was, Mark, if Henry was 22 miles an hour, Mark Andrews wasn't over 20 miles an hour.
When was the last time we've been overseas? Because I think he was talking kilometers. Because, like, again, you did pick the slowest guy on offense, mm-hmm. not counting the offensive linemen who aren't touching the ball, to run that play. That's why nobody was expecting it. It's like, oh, man, they're not going to roll this guy out. But mm-hmm. It was a brilliant design, and I'm wondering how many teams now try to steal that.
Yeah. You know what? If you take away the tush push, then that play doesn't exist. But if you're going to keep it, not a bad – you don't have the personnel of the Eagles.
Yeah.
So I like it. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought it was a brilliant play call. Shedeur Sanders came into the game for an injured Dylan Gabriel, and Harbaugh talked about pressuring the young quarterback.
So glad you asked that. I should have said more about that in the team post-meeting. I mean, first of all, the defense. I think they gave up 187 yards, okay? The pressure, the pass rush was incredible, especially in the second half. You know, how many sacks, how many quarterback hits, really didn't give him a chance to breathe really at all. I thought the coverage was really good. Man coverage, yeah, he completed a couple there. But how about the coverage down the stretch? How about Cheeto's play? How about Rowe's play? You know, just tight coverage and batting balls out and getting PBUs. Of course, the sacks. I'm just going to be more proud of those guys.
He brought up Awuzie, but man, what a play that was.
That was a play. That was fantastic defensive play. And I hope that, I mean, people get it, but I don't know if people really appreciate it, how difficult that is. That's a lonely place to be. You're a defensive back. Mm-hmm. That's a lonely place
in the end zone?
To be.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to give up on a ball.
You know? And that's what it was. He kept fighting. He didn't, because if he gave up, that would have been a catch. He just kept fighting for the football, and that's why he won.
We all collectively thought Kyle Hamilton played great yesterday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kyle, how do you think he played?
Complimentary football is what we preach, and, you know, we hope that one day, one of these games, defense is going to play lights out, offense is going to play lights out, but, you know, it's not guaranteed in this league, and it rarely happens. So we got thrown into some sticky situations, and we held them to field goal on the muff punt, and, you know, that's what we're called out there to do. It doesn't matter the situation. Doesn't matter what the situation is in the game. If there's a blade of grass to defend, we're going to defend it. And Mark, you missed it. I just gave you, like, all your flowers. But yeah, I think everybody just stayed locked in, and situationally, I thought we were really good today.
Well, you play that great, and his response, Jeremy, is that he played complimentary football.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Complimentary football.
That's kind of like
an outstanding day.
I told you the other day, it's kind of like when in the office when Idris Elba goes, yes, I'm aware of the effect I have on women. You know, like he's being, he knows it, but he's right. just going to be humble about it. Like, yeah, it happens. Okay, like women love me. The same thing with Kyle Hamilton. Yeah, I'm playing defense, but you know, I'm just here. I'm just going to make the plays I can. That guy was everywhere.
Yeah, yesterday. He was.
Everywhere.
Yeah. He's a problem. I don't know if you know this, but he's a problem for the other team.
Well, like, how good is Myles Garrett? And I think there's an honest conversation. Granted, we're always going to take the pass rusher over the safety.
Yeah.
But there's an honest conversation of, you know, what's the disparity from him to the next guy at his position?
Could Myles Garrett win a total of 4 games this year and still be defensive player of the year?
He can, because it doesn't matter for defensive players.
Yeah.
It only matters if you're the quarterback. Offense,
yeah, you're right. You're right. Speaking of quarterback, Lamar Jackson talked about the frustrations of the game yesterday.
Yeah, you just got to keep a clear mind, you know. But I wouldn't say frustration, but you kind of ticked off because our defense just put us in a great spot. And then for us to turn the ball back over us, we can't have that, you know. And shout out to defense because they played a great game.
Yeah, they played a great game. They did. And the offense, it did just enough to win the game.
Yeah. Just enough, because I tell you, the red zone's got to get better. It's a sin when you see these guys either get a quick change or they have a long drive that stalls and they end up with a field goal. It's like, uh-uh. I mean, and I'm happy they came here with a W, but I still, and I said this to people I was watching, was they beat Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. No, this game should have been a runaway, and it wasn't. And it was close to the end because, you know, you think they have it, and they're like, do they? Like, is it possible? Can another mistake happen?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy they won. You know, were they 500 now?
Yes.
Okay.
Weird to say that.
Had to get to that. They had to get the 500.
They did. Can't win 4 until you win 1. So they're here now.
They're here now. So the Browns defense, and Lamar Jackson talked about them creating chaos yesterday.
I mean, this type of defense is going to create chaos. You know, they want to hit receivers, knock them off their routes and stuff like that. And these zone coverage with a guy like Myles Garrett pressuring. So you don't want to just throw it up and cause a turnover, even though we had 2-1 tip pass, 1 off a lineman helmet, you know. But we don't want to just turn the ball over. So you're going to try to go to a check down if anything. But he just kept tracing, you know. So that's how we're getting inside.
Ravens had, what, 3 turnovers yesterday, 2 created by the Browns, well, defense. And they had, what was it, 12 negative plays?
Really?
I think they had 12 plays, yeah. 12 negative plays yesterday on offense. Not a very good day for the Baltimore Ravens. 410-583-1057. Joppa, Trey, good morning.
What's going on, my man?
Not much, man. How are you?
Not bad. I just wanted to give a takeaway I had from the game yesterday. I made this point on you guys' show before the season that I wanted the Ravens to find other ways to win other than Lamar having to be great. Because I've seen other quarterbacks, especially in the playoffs, not have their best day, and the team find a way. Zach Orr and the defense, shout out to them. I think this is like, what, 4 or 5 straight weeks of at least multiple turnovers?
Yep.
At halftime, I was saying, if the defense hold the rope, we'll win this game because we'll find a way to score, you know, 1 or 2 more times.
And they shut them out in the second half.
They did, man. They did. And I'm so happy for that, though. Like, we've seen Lamar ball and MVP Lamar, and we've seen the team look great, the offense look great in the red zone, in the regular season, beating up on the 49ers on Christmas, blowing the Bills out early in the season last year. We've seen that. We have not. Yesterday was the prototypical game that in the past the Ravens would lose. If Lamar doesn't have a 100 quarterback rating or put the cape on, we lose those couple of games where the offense struggles to find its way. Tyler Loop, I thought that was a very important kick for Loop. It came at a big time having to tie the game up. Wind was swirling there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're bringing Loop. Loop is having a moment. As the season is going along, he hasn't had a game winner yet, but he's having little small moments that are crescendoing, in my opinion, to a big moment. But I'm never going to worry. If I win in my best play, Rob, you a coach. You guys coach, Jeremy and Ed. If I win a game and my best player, my unanimous best player, don't play good, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Because I know that's not him.
Right.
I know that's more of an anomaly than what's the norm. So I'm happy we found a way to win. Shout out to Kyle Hamilton. I've been hard on him. You know, he's impacting the game now, though, man. And it's so evident. I mean, we're getting the best version out of him, and it's helping the defense. Appreciate the time.
Trey, thanks a lot, man. I like that. You know, I know what Lamar can do. Yeah. So if you can win a game with Lamar not being Superman, that's a good win because he's going to be Superman more often than not.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, this team, and we've said this, I don't know how many times, they tend to play at a level of competition.
I hate that.
I really do too. I mean, they do.
It is weird. I don't feel as comfortable playing with a lead in the fourth quarter, which is such a weird thing to say. I'm not telling you I feel more comfortable with them being behind, but I kind of have more confidence in them coming back. It's like, oh, it's going to happen. Kind of like what he was just saying with, you know, if the defense holds and they're going to do it, they're going to make that play. That's why I understand Preston's grade. I thought Lamar deserved a little bit better because of that final drive getting him down there. He made some really nice throws on third down, second and long. You know, I just thought he was better than that on the last stretch.
More fan reaction at 7:45 on the other side. Offensive and defensive players of the game on the Fan. 7:33 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback Ravens with a big 23-16 win over the Cleveland Browns. Ed Norris, tell us all about our offensive player of the game, Derrick Henry.
Well, he looked like King Henry again. I don't know why. Mike, I'm going to ask him later why he's so down on Derrick. So he didn't look good. He looked fast on that run. He ran for 59 yards.
Fafte.
He weighs 250 pounds. I mean, come on. On 18 carries, he had 103 yards. That's almost 6 yards a carry. He had a touchdown, a long run of 59 yards. And he's doing this with, I think, an offensive line that's not playing well. Happy Ricard's back. He looked like he's back in style, form. He, you know, on that long run, he drove a contained guy out about 8 yards off the.
That was Grant Delpit. That wasn't just a contained guy. That was Grant Delpit. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
was. Grant Delpit read the play.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Defensive player of the game, it could have been Chido Bey Owusu. He made a great play towards the end of the game. He also had two more pass defenses. Let's not act like that was his only one. However, with 9 tackles, a sack, 2 pass defenses, 3 tackles for a loss, it's got to be Kyle Hamilton, Jeremy.
Yeah, we had talked about giving it to Myles Garrett, but...
You called him a...
Let's be honest, he's a loser.
Think about this for a second, folks. Myles Garrett had 9 sacks total in 2 games. Both of those games, the Browns lost.
Yeah. Good job. Good try. Good effort.
It's a heavy bag, though.
And by the way, you got to think, too, when you're ahead in games, what are you normally not doing? Throwing the football. Yeah. So how was he able to do that? And they still found ways to lose both those games. But yeah, you got to look at Kyle Hamilton. I know he played. What was the quote he used? Complimentary football.
Yeah,
you're better than that, bud. It's like he was all over the place from even almost making that tackle in the backfield when he just came in like a bullet. He missed the guy. He ends up picking like 8 yards up. Mm-hmm. And I know nobody's going to point to it, but the fact that he read it, he's there. He's always around the ball. So you got to credit him on the defensive side. He did a little bit of everything.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Ed, some people will say it's the opponents that they're playing. Don't give them credit. But do you give credit to the changes that the defense has made over the last, I guess, month now?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, people are never happy.
No, they did not.
I mean, I know it's hard to win in the NFL. I don't care who you're playing. Look at every weekend this year. There's always teams that seem weak that come out and trounce superior opponents, and it's very tough to win in the NFL. So I don't care what the score was. Okay, who you played. They came away with another W. I think I like the defensive changes, the adjustments they've made. And they've also look, did anybody think Owusu would be, you know, a topic of conversation or defensive player of the game beginning of the season? No. He's been good. He was outstanding. Yes, he had 3 pass defenses. They were tough. I mean, he was all over the receiver. Got his hands on the football, knocked him out. The last one he ends on was fighting. That hand fighting matters because a lot of guys give up after the first swipe, and then they end up with a touchdown.
And the fact that the end zone's different because you got to maintain it through everything.
Yeah. Like, yes.
He could have gotten 2 feet down. They look at the ball. He turns, and all of a sudden the ball pops out and say, hey, under the letter of the law, we think that's a catch.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you think because you guys keep changing the damn rules and everything.
You're right. But in the middle of the field, that could be a catch and a fumble.
Yeah.
You're right. If it goes out of bounds. Yes. But in the end zone, he has to follow through.
By the way, we had in the Washington game, I want to say, early on, we had the same play that we had with the fumble where, remember when the Ravens, Marlon Humphrey makes that play and we're saying it's got to be an interception or if you're saying it's forward progress or stop, same exact thing happened but go the opposite way. The same play. And then they review it and go, his progress wasn't stopped. Mm. It's just, get it right. Be uniform across the board.
Going back to this, though, guys, I mean, they gave up, the defense gave up 9 points yesterday. That was an offensive defensive touchdown that was scored against the offense.
Yeah.
So over the last.
Well, they also gave up 3 points on, what was it, a few yards there, too, because they got it. They were in the red zone once they got the first turnover.
Going back to the Rams game, which was a loss, the defense has given up 67 points in the last 5 games. I mean, that's.
Are they fixed?
That's good football.
You mean they paid off or they repaired?
They're fixed.
Can't have babies anymore?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah, because when you're broken, you do have bad performances still against bad teams when you're broken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they go out and give up, let's see who they have on the schedule that could be a problem. Okay, they go up and give up 27 points against the Patriots. Do you say, aha, I told you, no, the Patriots are a good football team. That's different. You can't give up 27 points to the Browns. You can't give up 27 points to the Jets.
Can I ask you something?
You can't do those things.
Serious question, though. Like 5 weeks ago, you'd have traded places with a lot of these teams. Would you rather be the Chiefs or the Bills or any of these other these AFC teams not named the Colts right now?
No, I wouldn't. You know why? Because I don't think those teams you just named win their division. The Ravens do. I don't think those teams may not have a home playoff game. The Ravens will. So, no. The Chiefs are not winning their division. The Bills have a chance, but I think the Patriots are real. Okay. Patriots had to have a serious hit. Yeah. The Patriots, they might not have, those teams you named may not have a home playoff game. The Ravens are going to win their division, and they will. You look at the AFC East right now, they're only one game back in the loss column are the Bills, but they're 2 games back in the win column. You got to make up those wins somehow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to trade places with them. I don't. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Monday morning quarterback. The Chiefs are in trouble. They are in some serious,
way more trouble than the Ravens with the same record.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Ravens just went in the plus category of point differential yesterday, Ed. They're plus one now.
Yes.
Steelers are plus 14.
Oof.
What did you give me? The Steelers just went plus yesterday too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, and by the way, they went plus with a defensive touchdown. It's watching them yesterday. There are so many people wide open. There are so many running backs just gashing them.
Steelers?
Like the Steelers.
Yeah.
Chase Brown came into that game and he was running all over them. And there were just receivers wide open all day long.
The good, the bad, the ugly at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Fan reaction Monday morning quarterback on the Fan. Want to hear?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
From you, Monday morning quarterback, 410-583-1057 is the number. Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning, man. Good morning to you, too.
Rob, you know my score almost hit.
What was your score?
Remember I said 13-9, and then you were like the first half. And But, hey, fellas, you know, look, yesterday's game was more like I had mentioned. It's like going in the alley and having a fight with somebody opposed to like an MMA fight that's sanctioned, you know, against better teams. I'm really proud of our team for being resilient, being able to fight their way through a tough game. Heck of a play by Andrews and the defense. Yes, sir. Bring it. So, good job for the squad, fellas. Good job, man.
Absolutely.
We needed that game.
Absolutely, man. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Trippy, who's in Cleveland.
Hello.
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, fellas?
Not much. Sound like you got a cold.
Hey, Rob, stop it, man.
You sound like you got a cold.
Rob, the dude just inhaled. Let him go.
He sounds like he has a cold. I'm serious.
Hey, Rob, that's how I be when you be out there yelling. You know what I mean?
All right.
I do feel like I'm getting a little sick, though. I'm cold, man. It's cold out here.
It's cold out here, Ray.
You know where it's not cold? In Las Vegas, where Rashawn is.
I ain't never been. Hey, man, Rashawn need to get. You know what? We talk about him tomorrow, man. Let him enjoy his time on the West Coast. But the Ravens, man, they look good, man. Don't get me wrong. They had me kind of worried for a second. Not worried, but I'm like, oh no, here we go.
You scared? Go to church? I mean?
Huh?
You scared? Go to church?
Right. If you scared, go to church. Hello. And they came out because you know I was at the game, so I said, "Come on, man, y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up." Came out there, they woke up. Felt like a little playoff atmosphere. You know what I mean? We was down 6. It was 16-10. We slowly but surely came back. Oh, another thing. Shout out to Rookie Luke yesterday, man. A little hostile environment, a little windy. He was out there making kicks. Shout out my guy, Nate Wiggins, man. CB1. Hello? Keep telling y'all, man. Stop sleeping on my man, Fox. One more thing I want to say, man. The offensive line, still trash.
Yes.
I really told them, bro, stop Miles Garrett, bro. And they still couldn't stop Miles Garrett. Like, it's sad, but I like what we're doing, man. Let's just keep doing our thing. Oh, one more quote. Hold up. 4-0. Hello?
Hello?
Seven more to go, man. We locking in, man.
Have a good trip.
Y'all have a great Monday, all right?
Have a good trip back, man. All right. Let's go to Mark in Randallstown. What's up, Mark?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I'm really looking forward to hearing all three of your opinions on this. How does a team that picks up talent as good as the Ravens does go into the season with these two guys starting at guard and then at the trade deadline look at it and go, nah, we're set. We're good. I don't get it. We're wasting Lamar's time. He's a limited window, and we're blowing this window. And I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people. Well, there's the other thought process, too, when you're looking at the compensatory picks and how everything stacks up and the trades right. you make and what you're adding. But with that being said, I agree with the caller. Like, yeah. I think they should have done something, and whether it was Zeitler, and what do you have to give up to get Zeitler to come back? And I'm sorry, like, I understand Falele has looked good in pass blocking, but hasn't looked good in run blocking. When I say hasn't looked good, he's looked awful.
EDC is too good at his job to allow these two to be your starting guards for Lamar Jackson. He's too good at it. So I don't, having said that, I don't think it'll be long. You know, I mean, of course, this year you got to endure through it, but I think that'll be one of the things that he addresses in the offseason.
They have a lot of areas they got to replace. We just talked about it. Yeah. Pass rusher, you got two guys that are coming up with Van Noy and the kid they just traded for from Jones from the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And then all your tight ends are coming up. You got to figure out what's happening with Linderbaum. So we're talking about you got to find a center. And here we are saying you're going to need to find guards next year as well.
Re-up, Lamar. Re-up, baby. Rice's Town. Bob. What's up, Bob?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
For the life of me, I can't understand who thinks they can block Myles Garrett one-on-one. There were so many plays in the first half where there was one play where Myles Garrett just threw our right tackle right on the ground.
Like a rag doll. Seriously. Like a rag doll. Yeah.
And who thinks they can block him? Even two guys on him. I mean, he was chasing, he sacked Lamar, four or five times yesterday?
Yeah, four.
But I noticed in the second half, they put three guys on him, and Myles Garrett wasn't heard from. It's like, who thinks they could block him one-on-one?
So you're saying going into the game, that was a flawed game plan. They should have figured that out from the beginning.
Well, yeah, when you're going up against one of the number one pass rushers in the league, you can't block him one-on-one.
I think he's the best pass rusher. No shade at anybody else.
Hands down.
Yeah, and no shade at anybody else. There's some great pass rushers out there. But Myles Garrett is the top dog. Rosedale, Sonny.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. A few things. Why don't they use Ricard in there on the running plays a little more? And then like with Henry, well, why they keep trying to take him up the middle when they can't get a hole ever for him? He just either loses yards or just gets one or two, kind of. And then why don't they, more or less try and get him to going to the outside?
Like off tackle?
I noticed when we played the Miami, what they were doing with all of our when they did their tackles, and they were concentrating on tackling him and everybody at the feet instead of bumping them or anything like we do and trying to knock them off balance, and then they keep on running.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sonny. Thanks a lot for the call.
We've gotten that call a lot about giving Ricard the ball. Let's just let him keep blocking.
Yeah, let him do what he really does well. Yeah. I mean,
let's just not.
I mean, they'll give him a dive once in a while, like they did, you know, yeah, 2 weeks ago, whatever. That's fine, you know. But that's he's so valuable at what he does. Let him just do that.
Yeah, this day and age of fullbacks getting carries is it's not totally dead, but it's pretty much on life support. Yeah,
Tom Rathman is not walking back to that door. Yeah. He's not.
Now you'll see some Mike pass catching fullbacks.
Mike Allstott is not walking back through that door. Yeah. No. They're not. I mean, it's not a horrible idea, but it's not a good one.
And by the way, like we just talked about, not wanting to take carries away from Derrick Henry, but also liking, you know, wanting to get Keaton Mitchell more carries. I don't need to take carries away from either one of those guys for Pat Ricard, and that's not a disrespect. He's so good in the run game, but I don't need to give him carries at all.
Do you think Keaton Mitchell touched the ball enough yesterday? What was the over under? 5.5? He went over. Yeah. 6.
It was nice.
Most of those were in the first half, though.
Except for, who did you blame? You didn't blame Lamar for the interception, right? It was a little late, but he's got to catch it.
It was on his hands. It was on his hands. You got to catch that.
I get what you're saying. I'm sitting here telling you, everyone's going to tell you they got to catch that. But it is right out of the break and turning your hand, turning your head and trying to pick up the ball. And for a running back, not doing it as often as the wide receivers, I think it can be difficult.
Turn your head quicker. You know the timing of the play. Turn your damn head around quicker.
Here I am trying to defend a pass catcher. You're just not hearing it.
I'm surprised.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I ain't trying to hear it. I'm sorry I hit you in a bad place. Your hands.
No, he didn't hit him in the hands. He put his hands there because he realized where the ball was going.
Game balls at 8:15, but on the other side, the good, the bad, the ugly on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.